So I've always done hair, like even from a little girl, like I've always done my hair differently, and I've always wanted to do other people's hair. I've always enjoyed doing hair, but I never wanted to make a career out of it. I ended up getting a associate degree in medical assisting, and then I wanted to teach. I've always been passionate about teaching, helping people. I like working with people. I like meeting new people. I like making people feel good. I like making people laugh. I was actually an instructor at the last job, and one of my students was like, "Miss McCall, where do you get your hair from?" She's like, "You should start selling hair." And I'm like, "You're right, I should." So I was talking to my husband about it. I was like, "I want to do this. I want to start my own business." So it started out as an online e-commerce store selling hair. And my grandmother used to always tell me, she was like, you should do hair." And I'm like, "You can't retire doing hair. Like I'm not gonna stand on my feet the rest of my life and do hair." And but I really enjoyed it. I started Beautifully Blessed in 2019 after my grandmother passed in the pandemic. It was a transition. That was like the turning point. I've got to do something for myself, and I also wanted to do something in memory of her and making her proud. And she used to always tell me, "You're so smart. You're so tenacious." Like everything I did was tremendous to her. She had a lot of faith in me. So I was like, "I gotta keep pushing, I gotta keep climbing, I gotta do better." And I worked really hard on it. So after that, everything that I started to do started to fall in line.